We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss the halacha and the obligation of a father to support his children. The Paiskin discuss how to determine the obligation of the father to support his children. In other words, to what degree must he spend his assets to support those children? Because, as we've learned many times in our Masechta, regarding a husband's obligation to his wife, the Gemara uses the terminology "oily imoy veinu yoredes," that a husband has an obligation to support his wife in the style that she is accustomed to, or the style that he's accustomed to, whichever is the more elaborate style. So that's clearly the obligation of a husband to a wife. The question is, how do we view the obligation of the husband to the children, or the father to the children? So in our previous year, we actually quoted the Machloikus Rishonim, Machloikus Ran versus the Rosh, if the obligation of supporting a children, particularly the obligation that we're discussing now, the obligation of supporting children who are under 6 years old, is connected to the obligation of supporting one's wife, the opinion of the Ran, or it's an independent obligation. So if we learn like the Ran, that it's connected to the obligation of supporting one's wife, so just like as we just discussed, Oli Moi, Veni Yeredesi Moi, we have to assess the situation to determine that obligation. So too, the children's support should be connected to his financial situation. If, however, we learn that it's a separate obligation, then we don't necessarily look at his status. He has to give them what they need to have, but if he is a wealthier person, we still will not obligate him to have to spend any more. The Paiskim say, the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes differentiated between an individual who's Amid and Eina Amid, whether he's wealthy or not. Explain the Paiskim that distinction is only regarding the obligation that one has to support his children who are above 6 years old. But when we speak about the other obligation of below 6 years old, then the halacha is that the father, it makes no difference. The father has to take care of his children, and even if it means collecting tzedakah, we would do so. Moreover, if the father is refusing to support his children who are under 6 years old, the Paisk de Chalkus Mechaikik here in Sif Katan Aleph says, Em Eina Roitza Lezoinam, if he doesn't want to support them, Yordim Unachosov. Moreover, the Masham, in Shail Sechuvus Masham, Chela Gimel, Simon Reish Pei Beis, says the Besdin has the right to say that if they're seeing that this person will be wasting his assets and then may be left in a situation that he won't have the ability to support his children, Besdin can withhold his assets to make sure that there are enough, that there's enough money to prevent him from to make sure that the children should have what they need. As we've been mentioning, the Machlokes Rishonim is the obligation of supporting children connected to the obligation to support one's wife, or is it a separate obligation? If it's an obligation, if it's connected to that, so if the mother is unfortunately no longer alive, or if the parents got divorced, that the father no longer has an obligation to support the mother, one can make an argument that he shouldn't have to support the children who are under 6 years old. However, it's clear here in the Chalkas Mechaikik and in the Beis Shmuel that even if, for whatever reason, the father is not supporting the mother, even if it's halachically permitted that the father should not be supporting the mother, that doesn't take away the obligation for the father to support the children. I ask the Paiskim, what will we do with the Ran, who clearly connects these two obligations? So the Paiskim, and I saw this from the Shailos Shuvas Yaskel Avdi, in our Mechadish as follows. We've been discussing that there are actually two separate obligations. There's an obligation for a father to support the children when they're under 6 years old. There's an obligation to support when they're above 6 years old. So the Paiskim want to suggest there are actually three categories. There's one category which is supporting children under 6 years old, which according to the Ran is connected to the obligation of one to support his wife. There's an obligation when the children are above six. But when we have a situation that the father is not obligated to support his wife, the mother of these children, then the halacha is that the other obligation that exists when children are over 6 years old, certainly if there's an obligation to support children who are above 6 years old, then there's an obligation to support children under 6 years old. In other words, let's explain this again. Chazal, as the Gemara here on Daf Mem Tes teaches us, were concerned for the welfare of the children, even those children who are above 6 years old. When Chazal were concerned about the welfare of those children, it doesn't make any sense to say that they were only concerned for the welfare of children who are above six and are not concerned for the welfare for children who are below six. Rather, there's two ways of understanding. One way of understanding is that there's a higher degree of concern for younger children, which is the way, which is exactly what the Gemara on Daf Samech Hei says. Now that we've identified that there is a greater degree of concern for children who are ktanei ktanim, under 6 years old, we have a machloikus rishonim, how to understand what does that mean. Does that mean that certainly there's an obligation for children who are below six? There's an obligation for children who are above six? And if we have to choose which one goes first, we'll obviously choose the one who's below six. That's, I think, the approach that the Rosh takes to this question. The other approach is the approach of the Ran. The Ran says that the obligation of below six, the obligation to support children who are below six, means, says the Ran, that when they're below six, we connect it to the obligation to support the mother. But the Ran doesn't mean to say that they should be treated worse or less than children who are above six. And therefore, if
for whatever reason, there is no obligation to support the mother, there still will be an obligation to support the children, and that's clearly what the Chalkas Mechaikik and the Beis Shmuel say. Where else would it be relevant? Let's say a mother says to the father, I'm Michael, your obligation to support me and support my children. Does the mother have that right? So even if we're going to learn like the Ran, who connects the obligation of supporting the children to the obligation to supporting the mother, as we've just explained, that's not meant to say that this still doesn't have a chiv, the father doesn't have a chiv to support his children when they're below six, different than if they were above six. And therefore, since that chiv, everybody seems to agree, is not connected to the obligation of supporting the mother, the father, the mother has no right to be Michael. What is the halacha in a situation where the father did not take care of his children and the mother, of course, was not going to allow her children to be left without any means of support, and she supported them, and now she comes back to the father and asks for the support that she spent on the children, the Marsham, in Chelek Beis, Simen Reish Lamed Vav, discussed the Shaila. And the Paiska want to collect this Shaila to another Shaila of Pirech Chayvish al Chaverai. There's a Machloikis in Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Aleph, that if I paid off someone else's debt, do I have a right to come back to that individual and say, I paid off your debt, you now need to repay me? So some want to suggest that that should be the same here. However, the Paiskim say that we can't compare the two situations because a debt is a choiv. This is not a debt, it's a chiv. A choiv and a chiv are not the same. And even though by a chayiv there's that machloikis and chayishim mishpat, here the halacha is that no matter what, one can go back to the father and demand the support. What the paiskim do discuss is what is the statute of limitations. That means, how many years later can one now come back to the father and say, you supported my children, I supported your children, you need to pay me back. Moreover, the Paiskim say that certainly if it wasn't the mother who was supporting the child, the children, it was someone else who had rachmanis on these children and supported them, certainly that individual who was a kind individual and was worried about these children has a right to come back and say to the father, you have to pay me back for what I laid out. The Paiskim also say that the obligation of supporting children is not just food and shelter, it also includes doctor bills. A father is obligated to support the children to take care of their medical needs as well. However, this obligation that we're discussing that a father has to support his children is only as long as the father is alive. Once the father is no longer alive, the din that we're learning that the father has to support his children doesn't apply anymore. Also, this obligation is limited to supporting children. What it has nothing to do with grandchildren. There is no obligation on grandparents to support grandchildren. As we discussed in the previous year, the obligation, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that the obligation to support the children is only an obligation, is an obligation even if the children have their own assets. It's interesting to point out that the Rashba in the Shaul of Tshuvas Rashba Chelik Beis Simon Shin Tzadik Aleph doesn't agree. He says that the obligation is only in a situation where they don't have their own assets. I saw their Paiskim that suggests that had the Rashba, had the Shulchan Aruch seen that Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch might have paskened differently. The Shas Tshuvas Rashba wasn't available yet. However, the Paiskim say, since this is what we have in the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that even if the children have their own independent assets, the father has to support them, particularly when they're under six. The only nafka mina that I saw is that the case that we just discussed, let's say the father did not support the children. And here we're talking about a situation where the children have their own assets and they use their own assets to take care of themselves, or their apotropis, their mother or the apotropis, use those assets to take care of them. And now they want to sue the father for the money that was laid out. In such a case, the father may be able to not have to pay that money back that was spent.